This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me today. Wow, today's show is going to be a humdinger. It's going to be so much fun. Very interesting topic that I'm covering today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I've got a very special guest with me, Cameron Steele. And Cameron and I are going to be talking about a little bit about the transitioning process, but about the role that a spiritual midwifery, kind of a midwife for the spiritual transition, the role that that person plays in the transitioning process, not only with the person that's crossing over into light, but also how can this information be really of value to the ones that are left behind. Fascinating topic. I've been so interested in palliative medicine, and it's a completely new model that the medical field is using for looking at the transitioning process and trying to find ways to make it much more comfortable for the person transitioning as well as for the family members that are going to deal with the loss once the person does. So when I was talking to Cameron and he had mentioned this and this was something that he has done, I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to have you on the show. So that's what today's going to be, and we're going to be taking your calls in addition to talking about this. Cameron has been gracious enough to say, okay, we're going to take calls. So if you have a question for us about someone who has crossed over, someone who is in the process of crossing over in that transition process, maybe about your health, I can join in on the medical intuitive part on that. Then I invite you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also, of course, international callers, same number, 877-230-3062. Just enter your international calling code prior to 877-230-3062. I just posted to my website just in the last couple of days two new events that I'm going to be offering in the El Dorado Hills, California. So if you're in California, it might be something that you're interested in. One is I'm going to be doing an evening of readings. That event's going to be happening on a Friday evening, March 21st, 2014. And then on March 22nd, the Saturday following, I'm going to be offering an all-day workshop that is titled Living the Life of Your Dreams. And it's all about how to use this ancient secret manifestation code that honestly what we're learning and what we know is that it's actually coded in every cell in the human body. So I'm going to be talking about this code. I'm going to be sharing what it is, and I'm also going to be talking about how can you use this inherent code that's within you to be able to manifest the life that you desire, the relationships, the career, and how to create that new reality that you may be wanting to do in the year of 2014. So again, it's not something that is really new. It's just something that is coming to the forefront as we move deeper into this enlightenment consciousness, and to let us know that the tools that we are looking for to help us manifest the changes in our life to create the life of our dreams, then it's already within us, and that's what the topic is going to be. I'm going to be talking about how the law of attraction and manifestation aren't the same. They're inseparable, but they're not the same. Also sharing with you the source of the creativity that we have within our own neurology and biology. Also the source of manifestation, thought in the hierarchy of consciousness that each thought goes through. We can't jump. We can't skip. We can't go around. There's an actual hierarchical order in which a thought evolves. I'm going to be talking about that. The role that ego plays in blocking our ability to manifest and to manifest on all levels in our life. And then also about this hidden intelligence that sees creation and manifestation as being inseparable. And the minute that one is triggered, creation, manifestation has already happened. Once you manifest, then creation has already happened. And I am going to be sharing the manifestation code. And then what do you do with it now that you know that you have it, and it's within you, and how do you actually apply this to your life. So if you'd like more information on either of these events and on the workshop, then just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And on the home page, up at the top of the page, you're going to see these slides. It's a moving banner. Just click on the slide, Living the Life of Your Dreams, and then it'll take you right to the product registration page. You can learn more about the workshop itself, and then also you can register right online. For California licensed RNs, marriage family therapists, and licensed clinical social workers, I'm actually offering CEUs for this class, six CEUs for the Living the Life of Your Dreams. Also, if you're interested in registering for the evening of readings, I have a slide on the moving banner at the top. Click on that, take you right to the registration page. And then I hope that you'll join me, and especially for the workshop. The evening of readings I absolutely love, and I find that people who attend them do, but this workshop is something that I've actually understood on some level, the information of this secret code and the sacred order, this hierarchical order, since I've been studying it since I was 15 years old, which for a lot of you who know me, that's a long time. But it's just that it's coming through with a different clarity. And why? Because we're at a place of consciousness, we're reaching deeper into that enlightenment consciousness. And in that process, we're going to discover a lot of coding and information within the matrix of the DNA. So it's just time. That's basically what it is. So I hope you'll join me. So I need to tell you about Cameron. I actually met Cameron and his wife about, I think it's about been about 14 years ago. He actually had me as a guest on his radio show on Contact Talk Radio. And we were talking about a book that I had just launched through Hay House. And there was this instantaneous kindredness, and I know a lot of you can understand what that is. It was a comfortableness with both he and his wife to the place where it just felt like we've done this so many times in our lifetimes together. Depending on what brought us together, changes all the time. But about this. And then when I left Hay House Radio 4.5 years ago, loving radio the way that I do, I decided to reach out to Cameron and to Contact Talk Radio and to see if it was actually a match for the type of show that I wanted to bring to the listeners. And, well, the rest is history. I've been with a host with CTR for, it'll be 5 years this April. I know, Cameron, I can hear you going, I can't believe this. but for 5 years, and a couple of things I want to say is that CTR Radio is really kind of on that leading edge, not kind of, on that leading edge of consciousness. And if you've ever loved radio and you've wanted to be a radio host, I'm just going to put in a plug for you, Cameron.
Thank you. It is
a great forum and platform for us, excuse me, to be sharing the information. So that's how Cameron and I met. And it was interesting because I really knew Cameron on so many levels, but I really didn't realize all of the gifts that this man had within him. He's an intuitive. He's a psychic. He's a medium. He's extremely accurate. He's very honoring. He has a high ethical level around sharing of information. And so the more I learned about him, I realized that he's been one of these people that I'm always intrigued by, that he's actually really realized his gifts as young as 5 years old, when he actually witnessed his grandmother's soul leaving her casket during a wake. And he was able to sit and talk with him, and he realized that, you know, not really probably knowing what it was at five, but just knowing that there was a special connection that happens. And then also the part that really intrigued me once I got to know him is he sees auras. And, you know, I had to die to do this, and I was 37 years old. And then I hear about people that have had this for a long time. It's like I want to know all about them. So that's what we're going to do. Cameron's going to share with us what his gifts are. He's going to talk about the spiritual midwifery and the role that it plays. And so I'm very excited to have him on the show. So welcome.
Well, Carol, thank you very much. It's very humbling to hear you introduce me like that. I'm very grateful. And yeah, you know, you've been a great host on CTR, a great friend and an all around very loving person. And I really appreciate you I appreciate all the gifts that you've brought to us, and being able to really connect with you like this. 14 years, a long time to know people, and And I very much appreciate the relationship we've come to be together with. So thank you for that. Thank you.
You are welcome. Oh, my gosh. All of you listeners, can you hear the heart smiling all over everywhere? So let's just let's kind of start from the basics of it, yeah, if we can. So just to get the listeners in, and we want these calls to come in, 877-230-3062. Come in. Cameron and I are going to be answering questions. So let's start with the basics. What is spiritual midwifery?
Well, spiritual midwifery, you know, it's like a midwife, if you will. If, you know, people are familiar with midwives, they come in for the birth to help the physical, to help the physical part of the birth for their mother and for the father, for that matter. You know, they have a doula, then they have the midwife. Well, I'm like a midwife myself in a spiritual perspective. You know, what I've come to find is that there's transitions that happen between, in between this life. There's transitions coming in and there's transitions going out. If you look at the birth of a baby, you know, how important is it for the mother and the baby to be able to communicate to each other on an energetic level and on a physical level? And this happens. People, you know, the mothers do communicate with their babies before they're born. In fact, Lucia, before Phoenix was born, 2 months, or Jaden, 2 months before they were born, or before she was even pregnant, she was communicating with these souls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a communication that happens. Now, There's often what leads to complications in births, for instance, you know, where the mother is not able to communicate. Maybe there's a problem with the baby. Maybe there's some significant issues going on within inside her body that on an energetic level can help. You know, so I mean, these are the spiritual midwifery is it's I've really been called to help families on the birth part and on the outgoing, the incoming and the outgoing, if you will. It's a soul's transition, you know, from the soul to the physical body and from the physical body back into the soul. You know, it's really a place of being able to assist families, mm-hmm, with that type of transition. You know, a case in point, recently, Carol, I had a friend of ours. She had some complications with her pregnancy, and she had a baby that was born. Don't quote me on the length, but I mean, the baby basically weighed 16 ounces. Wow. When the baby was born. Now, you know, she had called me in prior to the birth, of course, and said, you know, there's some real issues. This is what's going on, and they don't even know if the baby's going to make it inside her. I mean, it was a very heartfelt and hard thing to watch unfold with our friend. And so, I said, well, look, you know, I can work with you on this. And so I worked with her on being able to communicate with the baby, but also work with the baby itself. And so what was happening was one of the, you know, the tubes that feed the baby the nutrients from the mother. Mm-hmm. There was four tubes. I could be mistaken. I'm not a medical guy. I can just tell you what I saw and what was going on. And so, some of the nutrients weren't getting to the baby. So I started working with the mother on being able to open up these tubes energetically. And now she had been to the doctor and the doctor said, we don't know if the baby's going to make it. You know, it all depends on, mm-hmm, how much nutrients are coming in and what's going on, because right now two of them are closed. There was only one tube going into the baby to get the nutrients it needed. So I went over to her house and started working with her and give her some visualizations and some exercise and tools that I work with people on. And she went to the doctor, I guess it was a few days later, maybe a week later. It was about probably 3 or 4 days later she went back to the doctor. The doctor said, wow, what a difference 3 days makes. Mm-hmm. And he had asked her what she was doing. And she told him about me and the exercises and the tools. And he said, well, whatever it is you're doing, with that, you've just got to keep doing it because it's working. And so here we are, a year later, the baby's out of the hospital. Now the baby was born, quite early, stayed in the hospital for almost 8 months and now is at home, does have a breathing tube. However, the baby just now started rolling over on its own and is healthy, and things are looking really good for this little guy.
You know, it's interesting, and a wonderful story. It is interesting because our human aspect of ourselves doesn't realize that words are vibration, and using the physical senses, visualization stuff, they're all forms of communication energetically. And, you know, a lot of times, it triggered a thought, Cameron, is a lot of times people are afraid to talk to a baby that's going to be born, or someone's transitioning, because they're not sure how, or they're not sure if they'll be heard, and they don't want to encourage them to leave, or they don't want to do anything to stop the process. But that ability to be able to connect at that deep, deep soul level, from one soul, mother to child, or from the soul transitioning everything, when you can communicate at that level, everything is different.
Yeah.
You begin to understand the depth. You understand a lot of what a baby's purpose is, and, you know, how the mother can be of service, not only in the creating the visualization, but things. But that's one of the things that I think is really important, as long as I've been working with energy and you too, is that we can do this. We can all do this. You don't have to be an intuitive. You don't have to be a psychic. We all can interact in a way that is so deep and soul felt that we do our soul spiritual work,
you know,
on coming in and going out.
Well, this is it, Carol. Absolutely. You know, like, this is a situation, if this particular one is a situation of an energetic block that needed to be cleared. You know, the mother was in fear. She was having a hard time. She didn't know what to do. She was panicky. So when we're that close to a situation, sometimes we just can't, you know, we just can't see for ourselves and be objective, because we are so emotionally tied in and connected to something like that. And so this is where I come in and help removing those blocks and identifying those blocks and get those blocks, you know, moved out of the way, so that there can be a clean flow of energy. You know, and I, you know, the mother, you know, here's the other thing, you know, energy is energy. The mother is not really a metaphysical person. You know, she's a Catholic. Mm-hmm. She grew up in a Catholic household. She goes to church, you know, and it's not about, I'm not bringing that up because of religion, but it's about understanding that it is just, it is all about energy and the communication. I mean, I can tell you, you know, the communication between her and the baby now is phenomenal. In fact, I went to see the baby yesterday. She said, you know, I went over there for a visit, and she said, oh, I got to show you something the baby's doing, you know. And so the baby rolled over, and you know, I picked up the baby and was holding him close to me, and he started smiling, and, you know, it was funny because she even said yesterday, she says, oh, you know, I'll say a different name. I'll say Mikey, but that's not the baby's name.
Right.
But Mikey, do you recognize his voice?
Absolutely. And they don't they?
And they do. And, you know, he started smiling, and you know, because I'd been communicating with this baby for a long time. You know, so it was very pleasing for me as well to hear the results of something like this, because quite often we don't get to know the actual outcome of something. And, you know, I'm pleased to say that, I mean, you know, our friend told us, she said her doctor told me, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because this guy, whatever he's doing, is working. And you need to keep it up. You know, so it was really confirmed by the doctor of a true emergency, of that something that was happening, because this was an emergency situation where, you know, the doctor said, there's nothing much we can do. It's up to the baby now.
Exactly.
You know, and
well,
so.
And, you know, and the other thing is that the combination, my sense is that, and I find this all the time, is we step into a role such as what you're doing and evolving in it, and we work in a vacuum. You know, we're working energetically. Yeah. It doesn't have walls. It doesn't have all the structure. We're doing these things. We know in the very essence that what we're doing is connecting and so forth. But, you know, we're very human. It's like, oh, my gosh. And what does that do?
Mm-hmm.
That encourages us to move forward to the next step.
Yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing also is you were talking about this dynamics that I want to share, and then we do have a caller.
Okay.
I want to share, and we'll talk about a little bit more after the caller, is that, you know, there's always so much help on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think that it's a mother and a baby and the dynamics and maybe the trauma or the excitement or anything. There is so much love, so much support. And someone such as yourself that has that ability to touch energetically, we're able to touch all of that energy, and it creates a synchronicity that helps support that little soul. My sense is probably deciding, do I really want to come into this world? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you just gave voice to it. So,
well, exactly.
Very good.
Well, you know, and Carol, that's the thing. I mean, and this works both ways, because this can work with the person who is on the outgoing transition, who's leaving. I mean, you know, quite often, you know, people are, how is my loved one doing? What are they doing? Do they have a message for me? Do they know how much I love them? Do they know what they meant to me? And, you know, what I work with is people, certainly people on the other side, but I also work with, and this is the other part of the spiritual midwifery, is with people that are in a comatose place. And being able to communicate with their soul when they're in a comatose place. An instance of that, Carol, was very fascinating. A friend, actually, on Facebook, I've never met her, and I saw a post about her dad, and all of a sudden I'm getting this message, and I'm like, I guess I should contact her. I'm like, okay, well, I don't, you know, normally I wouldn't do that. You know, my services are not free. But, right. You know, when I'm feeling drawn to, when I'm feeling called to do something about it, I'm like, okay, well, I guess I better call her and say, hey, listen, who's Benny to you? And it turns out, you know, she wasn't sure. And then she found out, I said, Benny is waiting for your dad. And it turns out that Benny was the uncle she never met, who's his dad, who is her dad's brother.
Interesting.
And so, you know, I talked to her about it, and I said, well, listen, I said, we went through this whole process of finding out. I don't know, I said, I'm told that you are the youngest of the family, and your dad was kind of daddy's girl. Although you have other siblings, you were always the one that daddy just sort of, you know, took in, you know, and it was all, she said, oh, yes, that's right. That's correct. So as it turns out, you know, after communicating with her dad, he just really, really needed to know that she was actually going to be okay before he left.
That's the reason I found that souls will linger.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is, and then even after they transition, I'm sure you've run into this, the soul actually hangs around in the room to be sure the nurses are fine, the doctors are fine, the family is fine. And then once they get that sense that, the energetically all is well, not that grief emotion, human, but all is well, then they go to the light. And it isn't they're not stuck. They just
hang
around, because they're always the lovingness of the souls to be supportive and to be in awe and to be there.
You know, this is it. I mean, you know, in this particular case, I also was told by the dad to watch for the brown envelope. And when I brought it to her, she said, well, I don't know anything about the brown envelope. I said, he's telling me you got to make sure that brown envelope gets taken care of. Well, as it turns out, she looked all over the room for it, and she told her mother to look for it, even though she thought I was nuts. She never came across anything. And then she tells me his insurance papers were in a brown envelope, and that's the insurance papers that her mother needed to be able to make sure that she was taken care of.
Yep.
You know,
they're just amazing.
It was really awesome. You know, and this is just, that's just one example. I mean, I've got, you know, other examples of people crossing over from the other side. And, you know, when you're in hospice care and you're too close to the situation, Carol, it's terrible to be able to, you know, because you want to see your loved one, if they're ready to go, you want to see them go. You don't want them hanging on, because it's not working for them. It's not working for you. And, you know, it's in everybody's best interest if they take off. But you're right. These people, they stick around because they want to make sure that there's some communication or there's some kind of message that they need to get across. But they don't realize that because they're in a coma, they're thinking that they're just communicating with them, but nobody's hearing them.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And so it takes people like myself and others that do and are able to communicate with the other side and with a soul that is still here, to be able to communicate those messages. And, it's funny. I never thought I would actually do stuff like that, but I was just called to do it. And now I'm really immersed myself in it. And, you know, I love doing it. And I really enjoy the outcome of people's, experiences, you know, and seeing them move on with their life and go, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, she made, you know, as my friend Felicity had said, she said, you know, it made an unbearable situation bearable, and she was able to move on with her life because she was able to tell her dad what exactly she needed to hear. And as soon as she, you know, as soon as I told her what he needed to hear from her, what he wanted to hear and know that she was going to be, you know, everything was going to be fine, within a couple hours he was gone. And he'd been in a coma for who knows how long.
Exactly. You know, that is it.
Tremendous.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
You know, and I was just thinking also, you know, that we step into this kind of twilight zone of the work that we do, but boy, the passion, the rewards, the personal satisfaction. I mean, it's just sweet beyond anything.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is let's take a quick commercial break. I do have a caller, so let's take a commercial break. We're going to be right back to take your calls, 877-230-3062. We've got a caller on the line. Hang in there. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about more of the spiritual midwifery and how this can really help you become in tune with your energy and in helping others in the transition process. Transition can be change on any level. Stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, wow, what a fast-moving show this is today. I've got a special guest, Cameron Steele. We're talking about spiritual midwifery. On both sides, a soul coming into form, and then also we've touched, Cameron has talked about the soul who is leaving form to go back into light. Interesting topic. He is the owner of Contact Talk Radio, also a very gifted intuitive psychic and medium. And a fascinating topic, and one that I really do believe, based on the doctors that I've interacted with in the palliative medicine field, that this is something that we are going to start seeing in the very near future, as far as that transitioning process and being able to assist in it in a very humane, loving, spiritual, deeply spiritual way with the soul. So we're going to be talking about that. We are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us, 877-230-3062. Let's try that again. 877-230-3062. Good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and international callers. If you did happen to miss my Healing on a Higher Level webinar, that usually is a webinar that I launch the year 2014 or 2013 or any of the years off. It's kind of a sneak preview of the things to come. I've actually put it up on my website, available for purchase. It's 90 minutes in length. And what I do is I talk about, you know, what does it really mean about healing on a higher level? And then how can you tap into that natural flow of consciousness to be able to use it and that manifestation code to be able to use it to create the life that you desire, also the health that you desire. So if you'd like to know more about the Healing on a Higher Level webinar, please just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. You can read more about the webinar itself. You can download it right online and have immediate access to the download itself. You can start listening and learning about the energetic changes, what to expect in 2014, and then how to use this wonderful energy of manifestation that we're in this year in particular, to be able to create the life that you desire and the life that you love. So again, www.ritberger.com. I've also included a bonus workbook that you can use to follow along the audio part of the webinar and then also to capture your notes. So anything that you would like to know about the energy and how to be able to use it and the topics, I even throw in about the 8 principles of healing and how to use it. So very fascinating information. Certainly a year of expedient, fast, quickening consciousness around the enlightenment. So again, www.ritberger.com. Well, I've got Cameron on the line. We've been just rocking and rolling. Very, very interesting. Before I take the caller, Cameron, would you please share with us your how people can learn more about you, website address, URL?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Carol. Okay, so my website is CameronSteele.com. That's CameronSteele. CameronSteele.com. And, you know, the messages I have really are for the outgoing. You know, if you've got a loved one that's in a coma or maybe has already crossed over to the other side, I can facilitate the communication of the individual passing, whether it's love, apology, thanks, fear, something they need to hear, something they need to share. Maybe it's an item you're looking for. Quite often we can find an item that has been lost. You know, not always, can't guarantee that it's always going to be found, but, you know, an instance of that brown envelope I shared with earlier. And as far as the incoming goes, you know, I feel like I'm in a factory. The incoming and the outgoing mail. but the
main thing is you've got mail.
That's it. You got mail. That's it. Some big message coming in, right? So on the physical level, on assisting with births, you know, I can assist with the spiritual end or the physical stretches. Stresses the baby may be experiencing, assisting with spiritual and or physical stresses the mother may be experiencing. It can help facilitate the energetic healing for both mother and baby, facilitate the communication between mother and baby, because quite often mothers and babies don't know how to communicate to each other because they're still learning about each other. Maybe it's a new soul that's coming in and that has never been here before and is trying to learn how to communicate. Maybe the mother is a first-time mother and, you know, scared, there's fear, there's stuff going on, and so... you know, I can help facilitate being able to instruct the mother on how to communicate and give her some tools that are going to work best for her and the baby that's coming in.
Wow, what a great, great gift. Well, let's jump in. We've got Samantha from Pennsylvania. Boy, thanks, Samantha, for being so patient and waiting for us. How can we help you, honey?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. My question was as far as if there's certain pre-birth or karmic soul contracts I have in this lifetime that are contributing to maybe certain ongoing unhealthy blocks I have.
Mm.
Yeah. Cameron, you want to jump in and then pick it up from there?
You know, it's funny because the name Gracie kept coming to mind around you, Samantha. Do you know someone named Gracie on the other side?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is there someone close to you named Gracie? Because the name Grace or Gracie keeps coming up for me around you. And it may not be that you remember in this moment, but it may be something else that you've come across. But as far as questions are concerned, your question is regarding blocks, right?
Right.
Blocks for moving forward in your life right now?
Right. It could be energetic or possibly physical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But moving forward, that applies to it too, I guess, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I do, let me just tune into you a second here. Let me see what I'm seeing. Most people call you Sam or Samantha?
It goes back and forth, Sam, you could say.
What about Sammy?
Oh, actually, some people do call me that, too. Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay, because Sammy is Sammy, believe it or not, Sammy is a word, is a name for you that would actually help you release these blocks. If you start asking people to call you Sammy, there's going to be a little more flow for you, a little more, if you will, fun vibe energy with you, because you are a fun person, but you have not allowed yourself to be that fun person. And Sammy, the name Sammy is going to help you be in that place.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, you know, let me just see where you're going here. Okay, Sammy, tell me. Did you just buy a car recently or something?
No.
Something new is going on around you. What's something new? Some kind of new transportation is happening. Are you moving?
I've been thinking about it. It's still up in the air.
Okay. So the move would be a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The move definitely would be a good thing. I don't feel like you need to move too far.
Right.
I feel like you're in this 10-mile radius circle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, kind of something about that, yes.
Okay. So yeah, the move would be a good move for you, and it looks like it's probably it's in a different kind of area that you're in right now. Like, you know how some areas, they, like the area that I live in, you know, if I go 10 miles on the other side, well, it's not, you know, it's a different kind of neighborhood and a different kind of people.
Right.
The,
okay.
The attitude's different. So if you've been looking at, I feel like, okay, east. You got to move east.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been kind of thinking about, you know, different areas. So yeah, I'll definitely keep that in the back of my mind.
Take a look at the east. Now,
okay.
As far as blocks go on a physical level, you know, I am wondering what's happening with your legs. Because I'm seeing some stuff just above the knees, maybe in your thigh area.
Hmm.
Have you had some stuff going on around there?
I don't know. It's not in shape. I don't know if that answers
okay.
it.
Well, I feel like what I'm doing is when I'm tuning into you physically, I'm rubbing the top of my thighs. Like I'm rubbing them, and I'm like, okay, there needs to be some energy movement with your leg somehow. So I would recommend probably looking at doing some kind of leg exercise to help you with moving the energy of the legs. So I suggest start moving some energy with leg exercises. And it doesn't have to be heavy. You know, it could just be, you know, go out onto the curb and step up and down the curb for a little while. And just get movement. You need physical movement.
Right.
And that's gonna release the stagnant energy that's around you.
Right, good. Yeah, that's definitely been on my list lately that I've
Well, you gotta get it on the, you may have it on the list, but here's the problem. You're not doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta, you know, Sammy, it's time, you gotta make a choice.
Okay.
You gotta make the choice. Because if you are, otherwise you're just gonna be stagnant in the same, doing the same thing over and over again. So make a choice.
All right.
You know, and the choice doesn't come easy, you know, because but you know, you are a person of habit, particularly. And so, because you are a person of habit, make the choice a habit.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah. The other thing I'd like to add is, and I'm going to call you Samantha because of the, just because of the formality. And you're absolutely right, Cameron. I picked up the minute you said Sammy, it's like, oh my gosh, there's her playfulness. That's a part of you that steps back and looks at things very different.
Yeah.
But to address your question from my perspective, as far as the pre-birth contracts, the issue that it feels to me, sweetie, that, and I'm going to use the word issue so I can put it, kind of ground it in your brain so it can hear, is that the contracts that you've been actually attracting in your life feel like they're contracts with souls who agreed to come with you in this life form, that has what I call a trickster about them. They're really mixed messages in a lot of the relationships in your life. There are times that it feels like the relationship is moving smoothly and you're feeling supported. And then boom, just kind of out of the nowhere, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, what just happened? It's like, you know, all of a sudden I'm not the best thing since sliced bread. So it feels like in order for you to become comfortable with you, whether you're Samantha, Sam, or Sammy, at the very core, is to recognize that these beings, these souls that are this trickster, kind of fickle, with you, without you, loving you, can't figure out why they can't stand you, all of these different things. The gift of those soul agreements are that they teach us to become self-supportive. When Cameron talked about the legs and especially the thigh area is like that upper part of the trunk of the tree. The lower limbs are that trunk. And when you have a lot of trickster agreements, you're always kind of adapting and flowing and moving and doing this. And you're always wanting to pull yourself back to that kind of that habitual part place, that place where you know yourself. So these beings that have been in your life, these souls, are a wonderful gift to you. I know it doesn't feel like it because it can throw you off balance. It can throw you, make you out of sorts with yourself. But they're the greatest teachers in our human form to help us recognize honestly what belongs to someone else, what belongs to us, and how do we call back our personal power. Mm. Now, it also feels like you just kind of reached this proverbial brick wall and said, you know, enough of these relationships, these people in my life. I got it, been there, done that. And this happened most likely about September of last year. And you thought, you know, I need a change. My sense is that Cameron was picking that up in movement, physical movement. But what it's doing is you've actually started attracting different relationships and you're being able to detect when a trickster comes in. It's like, whoop, nope, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Or when a contrarian, as I call them, someone that no matter what you do, it's never right. Mm. You can smell them a mile away and you're like, no, I want to call people into my life that are advocates, that are supportive, that can be the foundation, the wind beneath my wings to allow me to bring my identity, my uniqueness forward in the expression that I desire. And that's a lot of the movement as well. Mm. So while it hasn't been pleasant, sweetie, and it has felt like it's had you stuck, and in many ways it has because your mind, your brain is figuring out what just happened. I can feel around you. What just happened? What just happened? I can hear the brain going, did you see that? What just happened? And but you've made a change, sweetie. And I think this is the movement also that Cameron is picking up mm-hmm. and the way that he expresses it. And it's a major change. It's a freedom. It's a liberation. It's an awakening. It is time to just have fun. Let that humor out.
You know, Carol, I have to say, I want to tell you that one of the other things that I did see that I didn't mention, because the other stuff came up first, was the name tomfoolery came up for me around her.
Mm-hmm.
And tomfoolery, of course, is that whole trickster energy.
It is.
And so, you know, this is, I think, Sammy, that, you know, we're both on the right track here with you. And I think if you go back and re-listen to this archive or book one or both of us for a session, I think there's definitely going to be a positive in your life in being able to re-listen to this and go, okay, now I know what I need to do, you know. Because I feel like, you know, I agree, Carol, she's on the verge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right there. You just have to, yeah. I feel like you just need to make that choice and just go for it, you know. I almost want to say you should be a stand-up comedian.
You know, interesting you'd say it, because when you were saying that, I could hear your guardian angel.
Yeah.
I could hear the guardian angel go up there, hallelujah.
Right.
Like, whoa, we're
back. Right.
So, honey. Good job. Yeah. I know it hasn't been easy, but good job. I mean, really not taking that leap of faith and wondering if you're going to fall off the cliff. It's been very methodical for you. And you know, sweetie, it starts in the family unit. I know that there's times in your life that you've probably had conversations like, so did I just go to the bathroom when they handed out this family and then I just showed up? What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So good job. You're letting go of the trickster. You're calling in those birth agreements that are about advocates, people who are supportive, who are loving. They're going to give you that oomph, that lift, that sense of confidence.
Yeah.
And, wow, 2014 is going to be a very, very different year. Moving quickly, you may not get the pause that you're looking for to get take that deep breath, but you know that it's there, sweetie. So great job.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. So, you know, Cameron, something that I'm going to tell a very, very quick story, and then we'll pick it up from there. I actually work with a doctor who is creating a palliative medicine model for the transitioning process.
Oh, interesting.
And one of the things she came to me not too long ago, and she said, you know, Carol, I find this whole thing absolutely fascinating, which for a doctor to say that was not really new, but the way that she said it. And she said, I had a young man, 16 years old, that had been traumatically injured in a car accident, and we knew right off the bat he wasn't going to live. And she said, in fact, he's actually died, medically died, three times, and he keeps coming back. And one time, he was medically dead for 4 hours, and we called in everybody to remove his body, and boom, all of a sudden his vitals came up.
Wow.
And she said, I stood over him, and I said, I asked him, what do you need? How can I best help you with what you need? And he said, I need to speak to my mother. Mm. And his mother is the only person that hadn't come to visit him because two reasons. They found out she couldn't deal with the grief of losing her only son, but she knew before he went out that evening something bad was going to happen, and it did, and she couldn't face it.
Wow.
So the doctor called and said, you know, Mom, I understand all these things. Please, I need you to come into the room. You don't even need to say anything. Just be in the room. He wants to talk to you. She came in. He flickered his eyes. They hadn't seen any movement or motion. Flickered his eyes. She came over, and she loved him and hugged him, and he died in her arms. And she felt so relieved, so much love. So someone such as yourself, Cameron, I just have goosebumps all over me. That what you bring to this whole process is so graceful, so reverent.
Mm.
So, you know, not to steal your thunder by any means, sweetie, but oh my gosh, what a gift you are. And others of you who get called to this because you can be of service at a level that I don't even think our human brain can comprehend.
And tell you what, Carol, for a while there, I was having a hard time comprehending that I was actually doing that. Here's a prime example of something very similar. A friend of mine from high school, or from junior high rather, passed away a number of weeks ago. Now, we'd only been in touch on Facebook the past couple of years, and I hadn't been, I hadn't seen her. I mean, she was just up in Vancouver from where I am, and a few of us that we used to hang around together in junior high found each other on Facebook again, and we all started talking to each other, and I had found out that, my friend I think she had ovarian cancer, some kind of cancer she had. Anyway, she healed it. She had it, she was taken care of, and it helped, and everything was, going back to relatively what would be normal for her, And I hadn't seen her on Facebook a little while, so one night I was sitting here and I'm going, oh, Joanne's soul showed up. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Okay, so what's going on here? So I went to her Facebook page, and as it turns out, she was back in the hospital, and she was unconscious in hospice care. And she was in hospice care there. She was unconscious. Nobody could, there was no movement, no communication going on. She had been there for, I think they said it was almost 38 days or 39 days. So I talked to our mutual friend, Lisa, and I told Lisa, I said, listen, I think Joanne is ready to go, but she's being very stubborn because she feels like she's telling me that she needs to talk to you. Is there any way that you can go visit her? Because she hadn't been to visit her. Lisa's way on the East Coast. And funny enough, just moved there prior to all this happening. And so as it turns out, Lisa was kind of close to the situation. She couldn't really talk to Joanne. And I said, well, and now this was all happening, Carol, outside a computer store sitting in my car. I'm sitting outside my car at a computer store. I was going in to get a computer fixed, and all this stuff started happening. I was like, okay, I'll get a hold of Lisa right now. And so I called Lisa up, and I said, if you can't phone her, obviously they're not going to, her husband did not want to put the phone to Joanne's ear. He is not in that place, right? He's a little close to the situation. But I said to Lisa, I said, well, listen, I said, she's here with me. So why don't you just talk to me? And, I said, Joanne is telling me that she just wants to know you're going to be okay. I said, are you okay? And she says, well, I've been sick too. I'm like, oh my God. So I said, all right, well, this is what's going on. So Joanna just wants to know that you're going to be okay and everything's going to be fine. I said, and she said that she's pretty much ready to go. She said she's got a couple other things that she needs to take care of and then she's going to go. Now, this was at 4:45 in the evening. I got home and I had my dinner and stuff, and I got a message from Joanna and from Joanne that she was going to be leaving. You know, after she talked to Lisa, she said, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm going to be going within the hour. I said, okay, well, I said, happy trails.
That's it.
Happy trails. You know, say hi to God for me, you know. So Lisa called me or messaged me. She said, you know, we talked at 4:45. Joanne passed at 6:30.
Yeah.
45 minutes later, she was gone.
Yep.
And that's all she needed. So, these are situations where people do need this information and do need to help. I mean, a case in point with what you shared is, I mean, that's absolutely perfect. And so there's, you know, I don't know how many people like myself do this kind of work in hospice care and stuff like that. But, from my perspective, I think it's an amazing, gift. And I really appreciate this gift being handed down to me and being able to help mothers and babies and loved ones that crossed over to the other side and for people that are on the other side. I think not too long ago I had a message for you, but I forgot who it was for.
It was Henry.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah. And, you know, and I was going to get back to you. And, you know, it's like Henry. Henry. And then I'm going to tell you that I sat down and was busy doing something else. Because, I mean, yeah. You know, they just don't go by, like, I'm not in a deep meditative state before they're going to come to me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, Henry was the second person that I ever did a reading on when I decided, you know, I think I probably need to do this. Henry was the second person, and Henry had a very rare blood disease.
Oh.
And Henry, they told Henry, and that was part of the reason he came to me, my second client. He came to me because he said, the doctors gave me 10 days and I want to prove them wrong. What can I do? And I looked at him and I said, just prove them wrong. And he goes, okay. And I, so as a medical intuitive, I shared that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because Henry and I talked about esoteric information. He loved that.
Mm-hmm.
So our time really got more conversational. And the reason I think Henry showed up is I declared, named myself as the ancients call it, I declared that I was going to step into my esoteric teacher fully, and that I was afraid and I needed support. And boom, who would appear but Henry?
Oh, wow. So Henry showed up at the exact time that you needed to hear that.
He did.
Wow.
So it was at the time that it was like, okay, I'd already said to the universe, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm a medical intuitive, but I really want to do this and everything. And when you said that, it's like, no, you know, just didn't click. Kind of probably like Sammy's going to go through.
Yeah.
Many of them, it didn't click. And then all of a sudden it evolves, it opens. And then you realize, you know, there's so much support that's there. So
yeah.
Phenomenal.
Well, thanks for that feedback, Carol, because
I've
been wondering about who that was, and I've forgotten the name, because when it comes up, unless someone asks me right away or books me right away or talks to me right away, I forget the information. But Henry, okay. So, okay, that's great. I mean, thank you for sharing
that. So
he's
over there giving me high five every time I get distracted. It's like, whoa, Henry, high five.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well, you know, you're welcome. And that's the thing with Sammy when she called in, you know, the name Gracie came to mind. So, mm-hmm. You know, it may be something that she can't think of right now. And that's the thing, you know, a lot of times I may say a name that goes, okay, well, this is not making sense for me right now. But later on, you're like, oh my God, you know, it was like, oh, yeah. So
yeah. Well, a lot of times Grace is also refers to Virginia. So Sammy, if you're still listening, so there's a whole bunch of things. But you know, the real gift, and every one of us has this. This isn't the chosen. We've got a couple of minutes, but I think the real gift of all of this, and people such as yourself that does this so authentically, is for all of us to recognize. We can all do this. We can all communicate.
Yeah.
We can all touch soul to soul. But if you get to a place where you just are so emotionally entangled in the process to where you can't, mm-hmm. then there's a lot of very gifted people such as yourself, Cameron, that can come in, that can breathe, be that bridge. And, you know, as I've listened to you, that for me, that's the metaphor that I got with spiritual midwifery, is that you are the bridge. You create that bridge, and you create it coming in,
yeah.
and you create it going out.
Well, so. And it's funny, Carol, because this was reflected to me the other day in a show of all things. You know, I was watching a show, and it was about, it was, I'm not a witch, so it's not exactly yeah. the same thing, because I'm not a witch. But in Wicca, they have what's called a gateway.
Yep.
And there's a person who's a gateway, and they greet the incoming souls to assist them in moving to the next level. I'm not that person that, you know, yeah. does that. But anyways, you know, check out my website and
now,
for more
and
information.
And the thing is, in the ancient days, in the Egyptian days, they were called soul walkers.
Soul walkers
yeah. help a soul come in yeah. and go out. Cameron, thank you so much. I want to thank all of you for listening. Please check out CameronSteele.com. Light and love to all of you. If you want to listen to the show, go to my archives, go to my website, radio show tab, archives, and you can listen to it over and over again. And then it will open up a tremendous new world for you. Light and love to all of you. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.